It had been apparent for some time that there were creative differences within the band. Walsh's induction simply confirmed this.
Bernie Ledden, who was the guitar player that I replaced in the Eagles, decided that he did not want to be in the Eagles anymore. And they kind of had a stereotype of Sons of the Desert ballad type, as the sun goes down over the banana trees and the cactus, you know. And they secretly kind of wanted to rock. They wanted to rock and roll a little bit more. So we got together and talked about it for quite a while, and the chemistry was really there. They were scared to death to replace anybody in the band. And I was kind of scared to death to join a band, but it worked out. And we made an agreement to abstractly try and get that together. And we ran away for about 6 months, and an intense amount of energy went around between the guys in the Eagles, and I was kind of interfaced in. And out of that amount of energy came Hotel California.
We'll return to Hotel California shortly. For during this period, Walsh was spreading his talents in all directions, working with Rick Derringer, Al Kooper, Keith Moon, ex-Door Ray Manzarek, with Manassas, with Michael Stanley, with Rod Stewart, and finally with old friend Jay Ferguson, for whom he not only played, but helped him to decide when the production had to stop.
I wanted to help him with his record. Of course, I love Spirit, and I love JoJo Gunn. And Jay is really, really a good keyboard player. He, again, shares my frustration in being the leader of a band or pursuing a solo career. That's hard, and I think that's kind of hard for him. But we think a lot alike. We conceive keyboards and guitars a lot alike. He had a list of things to be done when he was putting his album together. And I went in and listened to his album. We were trying to figure out parts that I would play. And I felt that he was done. So I said, "Hey, man, I think you're done. I think this list of 8 things that could go on your record don't need to be there. I think it's fine like it is." So that's my credit for saying stop.
Well, it's one or the other when you drive.
alone in the end zone from Jay Ferguson's 1976 album of that name.